With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Republican-led Senate is preparing for another vote on a GOP plan to end the government shutdown now in its 22nd day. Senate Majority Leader John Thune urging Democrats to quit blocking the Republican bill to reopen the government.
I've been willing to sit down with Democrats. They want to discuss the growing unaffordability and unsustainability of Obamacare. And I've said I'm willing to give them a vote, but it's under one condition. They've got to end the Schumer shutdown, open up the government. I mean, we can't negotiate under hostage conditions.
Thune speaking with the Salem Radio Network. Former Republican Senator John Sununu of New Hampshire wants his old job back.
Maybe you're surprised to hear that I'm running for the Senate again. I'm a bit surprised myself. Why would anyone subject themselves to everything going on there right now? Well, somebody has to step up and lower the temperature. Somebody has to get things done.
A snippet of a video posted to social media. Trump officials figure the time is right to start refilling the nation's emergency oil reserves drained by the previous administration.
The U.S. Department of Energy wants to buy 1 million barrels of crude oil for delivery to the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, taking advantage of relatively low oil prices to help replenish the stockpile. The Biden administration sold record amounts of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, including a 180 million barrel sale after Russia invaded Ukraine in 2022. The reserve, which has about a 700 million barrel capacity, is now holding nearly 409 million barrels. Bill Alexander, Washington.
Secretary of State Rubio planning to travel to Israel later in the week as the Trump administration works to preserve and strengthen the fragile Gaza peace agreement. On Wall Street, stocks in the red, the Dow is down 109 points, the NASDAQ off 148 points. This is SRN News. No more non-binary passports for U.S. citizens.
President Trump's order that all travelers be identified as either male or female is now in effect for Customs and Border Protection officials. That means airlines will only accept passports with a male or female designation for people traveling into or out of the country. The president has vowed to eliminate all residue of the Biden administration's four-year campaign to promote transgenderism in every office of the executive branch and throughout the country. Michael Harrington reporting.
New York City schools are suing over the U.S. Education Department's decision to discontinue grants worth millions of dollars because of school policy supporting transgenderism. City officials argue that the department acted without the required notice or hearing. The Trump administration says policies that allow boys to play sports and use facilities that are set aside for girls violate Title IX. This is SRN News. A man pardoned for his involvement in the January 6th events at the U.S. Capitol could go back to jail if these charges prove true.
A man whose convictions for storming the U.S. Capitol were erased by President Donald Trump's mass pardons has been arrested on a charge that he threatened to kill New York Democrat and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries. Christopher P. Moynihan is accused of sending a text message that read, quote, "I cannot allow this terrorist to live." Moynihan also wrote that Jeffries must be eliminated and texted, "I will kill him for the future." To extremists, Jeffries said,
"You better watch how you talk when you talk about me."
Haya Pinjwani, Washington.
American ranchers have a beef with President Trump. It concerns President's plan to cut record beef prices by importing more meat from Argentina. U.S. ranchers, enjoying some rare, profitable years, fear that Mr. Trump's plan will put an end to that while having little impact on beef prices here. SRNNews.com.